are a lady, perhaps she said, I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing, but love had got us hooked up.
Warning! Some of the following material may be considered objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is strongly advised.
We'd like to say thank you very much. I really had a strange trip.
WRUWFM 91.1 Cleveland.
No, I meant on the plane.
Join me, Rob the Repo Man, on the Melting Point. We're offering a variance of musical adventures, usually packaged in a weekly theme, every Friday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Contextualized music from the last 100 years on the Melting Point on WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland. A kaleidoscope for your ears.
With warm weather and spring fast approaching, it is important for us to remember to continue to protect our communities, families, and ourselves from COVID-19. The Cuyahoga County Board of Health encourages everyone who is planning on traveling this spring to take extra precautions to keep yourselves and others safe. Together, we can stop the spread of COVID-19. When you travel by car, bus, train, or plane, wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth in all public places. Avoid crowds and stay at least 6 feet, about 2 arm lengths, from anyone who did not travel with you. Don't travel if you are sick or experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Check travel restrictions and get tested before and after you travel. Wash your hands often or use 60% or greater alcohol-based hand sanitizer often. And avoid contact with others who are sick or who show symptoms of COVID-19. We are all in this together, and together we can stop the spread of COVID-19. For more information, please visit the Cuyahoga County Board of Health at www.ccbh.net.
This is for you to find. Stolen away, stolen.
We're gonna have some ground rules first, okay? No f***ing, f***ing, or f***ing lasting. And no f***ing unless you're wearing a f***, or you f*** before you f*** me. And if this winds up on the web, I will f*** you in the
Some of the following material may be found objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is strongly advised.
Okay. Hi, this is Maggie from Sunbathe, and you're listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll remember April. And that's Jimmy Cobb on drums, ladies and gentlemen. Great Jimmy Cobb. And I'll remember April. Yes, I remember April. Because the very first night that my brother and I went to New York, we went in a nightclub. And he wanted to play with the band, and they wanted to play a song that he couldn't play so that he would hurry up and sit down. So they played I'll Remember April. That was the great Oscar Pettiford and Kenny Clarke and Horace Silver. They played I'll Remember April, and Cannonball played I'll Remember April with them, and we never stopped playing after that because it worked out fine. So the first song that we played in New York was I'll Remember April. And that's the first song that we're recording here this evening. I'll Remember April.
Now I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy. With another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. She's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, and to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Crosses in my baby's smile. Oh, and to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day.
This show may contain a material that may be objectionable to members of the listening audience. Therefore, WRUW recommends listener discretion.
And everyone around you is insane.
Where do you listen to WRUW? Maybe it's in the bedroom. Aww, yeah. Maybe we serve as an aphrodisiac so potent that you have to keep a bucket of ice water next to the bed just in case things get out of hand. Or maybe the peaceful drones of our radio signal put you in a comatose state so extreme that even a bear would think you're taking the hibernating thing a bit too far. Either way, WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland. We're there for you.
Hi, this is Mac McCon from Superchunk, and you are listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, Ohio.
Did you know that of the 8 million dogs and cats that enter shelters each year, almost half of them are euthanized because they are not adopted? And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with these pets. They're just good dogs and cats, most of whom end up in shelters due to ownership-related issues that they have no control over. So if you want a pet, adopt a dog or a cat. For more information, go to theshelterpetproject.org.
Thank you. Hi, this is Frankie Rose, and you're listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.
Honey, are the kids in bed?
Yes. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Radio!
The following program may contain objectionable material. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why do sharks explode? This is because sometimes their brains and sexual organs are made out of M80s. Sometimes, to attract mates, a shark will explode. Sometimes they explode just to attract giant killer bees.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are only those of the producers and guests and are not necessarily those of Case Western Reserve University, WRUW-FM, and its staff or management.
Well, no bees are going to get in here. Not in my airtight fortress.
You're listening to the sweet spot here on WRUW-FM 91.1.
I wasn't ready for that last part.
Not in my impenetrable fortress.
You played the M80 part.
The bees, the killer bees.
I didn't know that about sharks. I didn't know that
their brains and sexual organs
are made out of M80s.
Yeah, and sometimes they just explode to attract mates.
That's really, you know, they should ban fireworks just for that fact, that they are actually, they're harvesting shark organs.
And they attract sharks, too. That's the big thing.
That's really dangerous.
Yeah, fireworks attract sharks.
I think Jaws happened on the 4th of July.
That's true, yeah.
That kind of explains the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Left out a kind of a key plot point there.
You're right.
That would have explained a lot more. Why is a giant shark near Amity Island?
Because of the fire. You know, I think they didn't want the movie. You know, back then movies weren't political, and so they didn't want to get into it.
Yeah. Back then nobody made any statements with movies.
Yeah. People didn't do that back then.
No, back in
1988.
That's a modern Marvel.
Yeah, that's. Well, hey, you're listening to the sweet spot here. that's such a great disclaimer there. I'm Brad.
I'm Brett.
You're listening to the sweet spot here on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. Good morning, Cleveland and beyond. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you have a good day waking up.
Hopefully you haven't slammed off the radio listening to two goons howling at the moon because it's some.
I'm tired. It's been a busy week at work for me.
Yeah, you were telling me. Why don't you tell our listeners about what's been going on?
I've got this all day workshop type thing.
Yeah,
going on, doing a lot of planning for the next few months. Trying to work out, solve some problems, as it were. You know, business things.
Yeah, TCB.
Exactly. And so I'm in there early each day, and of course we got dinners afterwards because we got people in from out of town.
Right.
So we got reservations. So I get home late at night each night, and then basically just go to bed and head in the next morning. Keep on working all day on this.
Yeah, selling my soul to the company stove.
That's right. Wow. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of work goes into